Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. To ask a question during the question-and-answer session, please press star one on your touch-tone phone. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Scott Wylie. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you, Julie. Welcome to the first quarter 2012 results call for Atlas Financial Holdings, Inc. My name is Scott Wylie, and I'm President and CEO of Atlas. I'm joined today by Paul Romano, our Vice President and CFO. During today's call, we will discuss Atlas's business strategy, review first quarter 2012 financial results, and share management's observations regarding the future. There will be an opportunity for questions and answers following our presentation of these topics. This call may include forward-looking statements. Paul will now share our policy and legal disclaimer in that regard.
On this call, we may make forward-looking statements regarding the company, its subsidiaries, and businesses. Such statements are based on current expectations of the management of each entity. The words anticipate, expect, believe, may, should, estimate, project, outlook, forecast, or similar words are used to identify such forward-looking information. The forward-looking events and circumstances discussed on this call may not occur and could differ materially as a result of known and unknown risk factors and uncertainties affecting the companies, including risks regarding the insurance industry, economic factors, and the equity markets generally, and the risk factors discussed in the risk factor section of our Form 10-K for the year ended December 31, 2011. No forward-looking statement can be guaranteed, except as required by applicable securities laws. Forward-looking statements speak only as of the date on which they are made, and the company and its subsidiaries undertake no obligation to publicly update or revise any forward-looking statement, whether as a result of new information, future events, or otherwise. All amounts in this discussion are presented in terms of U.S. GAAP. Additional information about Atlas, including a copy of our 2011 Form 10-K, can be accessed on the Canadian Securities Administrator's website at www.sedar.com, via the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission's Internet site at www.sec.gov, or through Atlas's website at www.atlas-fin.com. Atlas's common stock trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the ticker symbol AFH. All amounts discussed on this call are in U.S. dollars, unless otherwise indicated.
Thank you, Paul. We were very pleased with our results for the first quarter of 2012, which we feel demonstrate a continuation of the progress we made over the past year, transitioning into a strategic, lean, profitable business focused on our core commercial auto niche. As background, Atlas's business operations are undertaken by our two wholly owned insurance subsidiaries, American Country Insurance Company and American Service Insurance Company, Inc., both of which are Illinois-domiciled property and casualty insurers. The companies were acquired by Atlas on December 31, 2010, and in 2011, we successfully integrated the infrastructure of these subsidiary insurance companies, aligned infrastructure around core commercial lines of insurance, and discontinued non-core lines of business. The lines of business we write are light commercial automobile insurance, where our policyholders are primarily in the public automobile sector, specifically taxi, limousine, and non-emergency paratransit operators. This business is generated through a diverse channel of licensed insurance agents who we feel are best able to effectively distribute our products. Having committed the necessary time and resources to transition and reorganization last year, we are now well prepared to focus entirely on go-forward strategic growth. Our first quarter 2012 results demonstrate that this growth is already underway. Atlas's strategic vision is to always be the preferred specialty commercial transportation insurer in any geographic areas where our value proposition delivers benefit to all stakeholders. The value proposition connected with our insurance subsidiaries is resonating with our distribution channel and policyholders and allows us to compete on product and service attributes as opposed to price alone. As we integrated these subsidiaries into our operations in 2011, we expanded our geographic footprint and distribution channel and launched targeted marketing and advertising campaigns, promoting Atlas's commitment to the specialty niche on which we focus. The impact of these initiatives began to gain traction in the first quarter and have been continuing. Our commercial lines premium volume in the first quarter 2012 was up 62% as compared to the first quarter 2011. Atlas's independent channel submitted twice the number of vehicles for underwriting consideration versus the same period last year. We are diligent in our risk selection and pricing discipline, quoting and binding only the risks that we expect to generate underwriting profit at targeted levels. At the time Atlas acquired our insurance subsidiaries, they collectively held property and casualty licenses in 47 states in the U.S. and were writing core lines of business in only 16 of these, with the majority being written in 5 states. At the time of this call, our insurance subsidiaries are actively offering core products in 31 states. The strong relationship historically maintained with our insurance subsidiaries' existing distribution partners was rekindled in early 2011 upon the completion of Atlas's acquisition of the companies. Our strategic commitment to the space and demonstrable ability to support the specialty needs of their agency operations as well as their clients resonated. In new geographic territories, we successfully established relationships with specialty agents who focus on our target markets and expect volume to increase. As previously announced, on April 6, 2012, Atlas entered into a definitive sale and purchase agreement related to the headquarters building and land in Elk Grove Village, Illinois. Proceeds from this cash transaction, net of costs and fees at closing, are expected to be slightly higher than the asset value of the property and related leasehold improvements recorded as held for sale at March 31, 2012. Atlas will remain in the building as a tenant. The transaction is scheduled to close in the second quarter 2012, subject to the terms of the agreement. At both March 31, 2012 and December 31, 2011, Atlas's book value per common share diluted was $2.03. The change from March 31, 2011 book value of $2.20 is the result of the non-recurring, non-operational items described in our 2011 10-K. Having addressed these items, expected positive future operating results related to our core business will drive book value. The company carries a valuation allowance related to capital loss and net operating loss carryforwards. This provision is primarily related to loss carryforwards assumed through the acquisition of our insurance subsidiaries. These deferred tax assets equal 67 cents per share and could be realized in the future based on profitability during the next 20-year period, subject to U.S. federal tax rules. Paul will now provide more detail with respect to our financial results, including comparisons to the first quarter 2011 and fourth quarter 2011.
Thank you, Scott. Atlas's first quarter 2012 Form 10-Q was published on the company's website, www.atlas-fin.com, this morning. It was also filed via EDGAR and SEDAR. Effective with the reporting of our year-end 2011 Form 10-K, Atlas is reporting under the principles of U.S. GAAP. The following information is based on this accounting standard. For the first quarter 2012, the overall gross premium written declined by 17% as compared to the first quarter 2011. Our core commercial auto lines gross premium written for the first quarter 2012 increased 62% over the first quarter 2011 and 150% over the fourth quarter 2011, reflecting Atlas's continued strong focus on re-energizing this line of business. The combined ratio improved by 14% between the first quarter 2012 and the first quarter 2011. Net income for the first quarter 2012 was $135,000 versus a net loss of $705,000 in the first quarter 2011. After taking the impact of the liquidation preference of the preferred shares into consideration, the basic and diluted loss per common share for the first quarter 2012 was $0. Versus a loss of 5 cents for the first quarter 2011. Underwriting results improved by $1.3 million for the first quarter 2012 versus the first quarter 2011. Book value per common share diluted as at the period ended March 31, 2012 was $2.03, the same as at December 31, 2011. Let me take a moment now to address key elements of the company's financial results and also add some trends that we are seeing in pricing levels. In the first quarter 2012, total gross premium written declined 17% to $11.8 million, compared to $14.2 million in the first quarter 2011, primarily due to the discontinuation of non-core lines of business in 2011. We experienced an increase of 29% as compared to $9.1 million in the fourth quarter 2011. Gross premium written for core commercial automobile lines in the first quarter 2012 was $10.7 million, representing a 62% increase relative to the first quarter 2011. This increase was the result of Atlas's strategic focus on these core lines of business, coupled with a positive response from agents and policyholders to Atlas's strong value proposition. As a percentage of the insurance subsidiary's overall book of business, commercial auto gross premium written represented 91% of gross premium written in the first quarter 2012, compared to 47% in the first quarter 2011. Premiums are earned ratably over the term of the underlying policy. Policy periods in Atlas's core lines of business are typically 12 months. Net premium earned was $8.3 million in the first quarter 2012, representing a 6% decrease compared to $8.8 million during the first quarter 2011. The company experienced an 8.5% decrease in net earned premium compared to the fourth quarter 2011. The decline in net premiums earned is primarily attributable to our transition away from private passenger non-standard automobile insurance. The year-over-year increases in our core commercial automobile premium written, as seen in recent quarters, reflects the positive reaction to Atlas's strategic focus and marketing initiatives. Based on Atlas's renewed focus on core commercial lines of business, we expect to return to larger premium volumes generated by our insurance subsidiaries in earlier years. Overall, we expect net premium earned from core commercial automobile insurance to continue to grow going forward. In terms of pricing trends, what we have historically seen in our lines of business is a positive correlation between the economy and commercial automobile insurance in general. Therefore, weakness in the U.S. economy will limit the overall market size. However, public automobile operators may be less likely than other business segments within the commercial auto class to take vehicles out of service. This is due to the fact that their businesses and business reputations rely heavily on availability. In addition, other factors such as cost and limited supply of medallions will generally cause policyholders in the taxi segment to continue operating vehicles even in the face of reduced demand. Maintaining continuous insurance coverage on all vehicles under dispatch is an important aspect of all our target policyholders' businesses. As we continue to rebuild our book of business, Atlas remains focused on underwriting profit. We'll continue to evaluate and price our products to profit, and are pleased to see signs of market improvement are becoming increasingly evident. Moving to the investment side, cash and invested assets at March 31, 2012 were $118.5 million compared to $127.9 million at December 31, 2011 and $158 million at March 31, 2011. This decrease in cash and invested assets followed our expected payment pattern for claims. We expect our cash and invested assets will begin to grow again as written premium related to core lines of business continues to increase. In the first quarter 2012, net investment income, excluding net realized gains, decreased by 39% to $607,000, compared to $999,000 in the first quarter 2011. And decreased 3% compared to $628,000 in the fourth quarter of 2011. These amounts are primarily comprised of interest income. Net realized investment gains in the first quarter 2012 were $28,000, compared to $434,000 in the first quarter 2011 and $1.4 million in the fourth quarter 2011. The gains in 2011 were the result of management's decision to match the portfolio duration with the future claim payment patterns and liquidity needs, and to take advantage of favorable market conditions. The loss ratio relating to claims incurred for the first quarter 2012 was 71% versus 78% for the first quarter 2011 and 93% for the fourth quarter 2011. The fourth quarter loss ratio includes the impact of the $1.8 million of reserve strengthening. The fourth quarter 2011 loss ratio was 73%, excluding this adjustment. The favorable trend in loss ratios is attributable to the increased composition of commercial auto as a percentage of the total earned premium. We expect this trend to continue. Acquisition costs represent commissions and taxes incurred on net premium earned. Acquisition costs were $1.4 million for the first quarter 2012, or 17% of net premium earned, as compared to 20% for the first quarter 2011 and 21% for the fourth quarter 2011. This ratio has declined slightly due to the shift away from private passenger automobile insurance, which carries higher commission rates. This ratio is anticipated to continue decreasing as Atlas transitions entirely away from these non-standard automobile lines. The other underwriting expense ratio was 20% in the first quarter 2012 versus 23% for the first quarter 2011 and 56% for the fourth quarter 2011. It should be noted that the other underwriting expense ratio in the fourth quarter 2011 included a non-recurring $2.5 million pension plan settlement charge related to the dissolution of that plan. And the other underwriting expense ratio for the first quarter 2011 included $627,000 in non-recurring charges related to the transaction that formed Atlas. Atlas's combined ratio for the first quarter 2011 was 107%, compared to 122% for the first quarter 2011 and 170% for the fourth quarter 2011. Without the previously mentioned non-recurring items, the combined ratios would have been 116% and 120% the first and fourth quarters of 2011, respectively. At March 31, 2012, total shareholders' equity was $56.5 million. Factoring in the liquidation preference of the convertible preferred shares, common shareholders' equity was $37.4 million, or $2.03 per common share.
Thank you, Paul. On behalf of the entire Atlas team, I can confirm that our commitment to continued growth in core lines of business is the top priority. We are energized by the many positive trends already seen in our first quarter 2012 results. As a percentage of our insurance subsidiary's overall book of business, commercial auto gross premium written represented 91% of gross premium written in the first quarter 2012, compared to 47% in the first quarter of 2011. Looking forward in 2012, there will be no new written premium related to our last discontinued line of insurance business, private passenger non-standard auto. Our customers, agents, and other strategic partners are reacting in an increasingly positive way as a result of Atlas's strategic commitment to the specialty products we write and the strong value proposition our insurance subsidiaries deliver. We are effectively balancing growth, underwriting discipline, and expense control. Our professional team is extremely committed and focused on the future with a confidence based on experience. The improvements in results and the significant accomplishments in the past period are a testament to the hard work and ability of the entire Atlas team. In addition to seeing positive trends in our own book of business, as Paul noted, the overall commercial automobile insurance market shows increasing signs of hardening. The commercial automobile rate environment, as tracked by the Council of Insurance Agents and Brokers, is more favorable for insurers than has been the case in more than 5 years. While we do not reduce price based on competitive pressure, lesser price competition is expected to result in our hit ratio increasing, which will accelerate the company's written premium growth rate, allowing us to more fully benefit from increased application activity from our distribution channel. Though management believes that these statistics are leading indicators that suggest a positive effect on premium and the company's results over time, no assurances can be made that these indicators will result in improved earnings or increased revenue, or that these trends will continue. As a result of the company's focus on writing only business that is adequately priced, coupled with the earning of premium over a given policy period, results will be seen more gradually than the indicators themselves. Evidenced by both interest from potential new agents and business submissions from existing ones, our marketing activities and strong value proposition are creating demand. While we will continue to be selective in our appointment process, we know that expanding our distribution channel with only the highest quality independent retail agents will most effectively support Atlas's focus on long-term profitable growth. Our business plan assumes gradual, continued marginal improvement in the U.S. economy and anticipates improvement in the property and casualty market cycle over the next few years. Premium written industry-wide experienced declines for the past few years due to weakness in both the U.S. economy and the P&C market generally. The positive signs we're increasingly seeing in connection with market conditions are encouraging. We are seeing growing evidence supporting our expectation that market conditions will result in a constriction of capacity deployed into Atlas's niche lines of business, reducing competition and supporting adequate pricing. Atlas and its insurance subsidiaries are able to deliver our strong value proposition to policyholders and agents by leveraging our expertise, strength, and commitment. We have a deep understanding of the specialized markets we serve, allowing us to best support our clients in the underwriting, policy administration, and claims handling arenas. Service levels position Atlas to win business on relationship attributes rather than relying on price as a sole differentiating factor. The efficient operating platform we've implemented reduces the cost of doing business for both the company and our distribution channel. Atlas is looking forward with a focus on profitable, above-average growth in our core lines of business coupled with a better-than-industry level of underwriting profit. Paul and I will now be happy to take questions about the results presented today.
Thank you. At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. Be sure to unmute your line and record your name. To withdraw your question, press star 2. Question, please press star 1 and record your name. One moment, please. Question comes from John Deischer. Your line is open.
Good morning.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, John.
Congratulations on a profitable quarter.
Thank you.
I have two questions. One, the gross premium written, I missed last year's number. I think for the first quarter of 2012 it was 11.8, but what was it for first quarter 2011?
14.2 million.
14.2, okay. And that decline is primarily as you phase out of the non-standard auto?
Correct, John.
Okay. Secondly, the net claims incurred were down about $1 million, and I'm just wondering if you can provide some additional color in terms of why that was down so substantially for the quarter.
For the quarter compared to the previous quarter?
Compared to first quarter of 2011.
Yeah, so when we look at the Q1 of 2011 compared to 2012, the loss ratios really are resonating from our core commercial lines of business on a go-forward basis versus the premium that was earned in the Q1 was primarily attributable to runoff programs and our non-standard program as well. So we're going to have a lot of savings related to the loss ratios on those programs in 2012 versus 2011.
Okay, so it was primarily a change in mix.
Right, and some of it is also the historic volume, where in the last few years the premium had been much higher and then came down in 2010 in particular. So the claims paid in 2011, to a great extent, you know, were claims on a book that had been bigger. So it really is that combination of both mix and size.
Okay. Was there any change in severity or frequency?
We aren't seeing any significant trends one way or another other than the differences between severity and frequency that you'd expect, you know, from line of business to line of business, where the business mix obviously is going to be dictating different levels of severity and frequency for the different lines of business. But within our core commercial lines, we're seeing pretty steady frequency as well as severity at this point.
Okay, and were there any favorable or unfavorable reserve releases during the quarter?
None during the quarter.
Very good. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, John.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 and record your name. One moment, please. At this time, there are no questions.
Thanks to all of you for joining us. Everyone at Atlas are very proud of how far we've come over the past year and are looking forward to continuing improvements in our core business and as always, welcome questions or calls from our shareholders or potential investors. Thanks, and we look forward to speaking with all of you next quarter.